Vice President Mahmoudou Bawumia said with the improvements in the economies of ECOWAS nations in recent times, the future is bright for the sub-region. He entreated countries in the sub-region to move beyond aid and focus on building vibrant economies to better the lives of their people. The meeting of the ECOWAS heads of states is part of the process of implementing the recommendations of the Niamey meeting of the Presidential Task Force held in October 2017, which instructed the ministerial committee to meet within 3 months to adopt a new roadmap for accelerating the process of creating the ECOWAS single currency. The Preparatory Technical Committee of the Presidential Task Force on the ECOWAS Single Currency Program is expected to present its draft report on the roadmap to adopt the ECO in 2020. The President of the ECOWAS Commission, Marcel D'Souza, at the opening of the second meeting of the ECOWAS Ministerial Committee of the Presidential Task Force, said ECOWAS countries which achieved 3% budget deficit by 31st December 2019, 3 months import reserves and between 5 and 10% inflation rates will start implementing the ECO by 2020. Mr. D'Souza added that ECOWAS countries need $4.4 million outstanding funds to support the implementation of the single currency roadmap and that member countries are supposed to contribute towards its realization. The key convergence criteria needed to achieve the goal of a common ECOWAS currency includes strong and unwavering political support and regional integration efforts that require political and economic progress, fiscal discipline combined with fiscal transparency and a regional independent central bank.
That was a news desk report.